Well, I guess I'll just start the show, because that's the news, according to me. Hey, I got some funky new music here. This is some new music for, you know, for you to listen to, for you, the privileged few who are listening to the show. I have no cup this evening. I have no cup. I've got nothing. This is, right now, it is Sunday, February 15th, 7:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm in a place called Lansing, Michigan. Is this the capital of? It might be the capital of Michigan. I don't know what it is. It's something, but I'm not sure what it is. I'm just not sure what it is. It's something, but it's something. I'm using a little different system this evening to record on. And I don't know how this is going to work out. We'll just have to see how this goes. I'm not sure if I can even transfer. I'm recording to an independent device rather than using my laptop. It is quieter, and it's supposed to be a better microphone. So we'll see how this has to work out. But it also picks up more background noise. I'm not sure if that's going to work out as well. But it does have a higher quality microphone. Now, that all being said, I have quite the repertoire here today to talk about some things. I've got no cup. I have some water. I don't even have that next to me. I don't even have the water next to me. I'm not sure what's going on with that. Got to be a fairly short show today. I wanted to try out some things. I do have, you know, this system I'm trying to work on making it work. I also have the backing. The reason I can't use my laptop is because my laptop will not work with the recording at the same time that I'm doing the AI podcast app that I'm working on. So I want to test that out a little bit tonight. This show is going to be posted on Monday morning. So hopefully Monday morning, you'll get this Monday morning about 7 o'clock is what I'm planning on, 7 a.m. I'm also going to be doing the same thing tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. And so tomorrow night, I'll be doing a show that will be posting on Tuesday. I'll be getting home on Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday be a regular show. Friday, I believe I'll have a time to get up in the morning and do a show that early. I have to get up very early to do a show on Friday as well. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, pretty much normal shows. And then from that point forward, we'll have some other things going on. But anyway, enough said about that. That's all there is. Couple things I want to talk about. In the meantime, there's been some things. Apparently, everything's working pretty well. Everything's zooming in here. The internet here at this. I'm in a hotel. It's sketchy. I don't know how well this is going to go. I don't know if it's going to be fast enough to make things happen. I probably should have just used my phone as a hotspot and made it work from there. That does tend to work a little bit better, or at least a little bit more consistent. But it all kind of depends on what the area is like. Some areas are better than others in the country, but. some interesting things happening in the country. Economically, there's some things happening that I think it's kind of interesting to see what will be happening, I guess, with the the Trump administration, the country, everything that's happening. Like I've said, I think this is the precipice, if you will, of an economic situation that may be a boon. It may be a boom. It may be a flop. I don't know. I really do not know. And it will be interesting to see how this all pans out as we go into the future here, the rest of this year. I think that we'll know by the end of this year, really, probably before the end of the year. I would think before election time. Now, the powers that be are going to try to do everything they can to boost up the economy and talk about it. I mean, if you just ask Pam Bondi, she'll tell you all about the Dow. The Dow is up to $50,000. I don't know, but anyway, the point being, I think that there's some economic consumer confidence is down. I think this is what's happening here. Consumer confidence is down. I think the stock market is up. It's all based on speculation. The stock market runs on two things. One is greed and fear. One is greed. The other one is fear. And it's. I think it's at this point, it seems as if greed is kind of kicking in. People are excited about some of the possibilities. They see the kind of the economic. At the same time, there are all kinds of other things that are saying that we're supposed to be heading for a downturn. Now, occasionally, right before a downturn, there is a situation. I'm just talking historically. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm certainly not an economic expert. All I can tell you is what history has told us. And there have been these occasions in history where what looks like it's going to be a downturn, we escape that downturn, or it's a very shallow downturn, if you want to call it that. What looks like a deep water is you can just, you know, you can, it's just a puddle. And it tends to feign itself as being that, and under normal circumstances, we would head for a downturn. But something steps in to boost that. It's almost as if there's a, and because of that, rather than having a recovery, a normal downturn correction and a recovery, we kind of have this correction that happens as a base for new economic growth happens at the same time, and it causes this consumer confidence, this whole thing to happen. I don't understand all the mechanics of it, but it's almost as if you, I don't know if you've ever jumped on a trampoline. If you've jumped on a trampoline, then you kind of understand what I'm talking about here. Now, if you've jumped on a trampoline with other people, growing up, we had a little trampoline at our house. It was a big deal. We lived on a lake, and we had the trampoline there. That was kind of the big thing that everybody played on. Of course, now in my day, of course, we didn't have pads on the bars, on the springs, anything like that. It was just a big square trampoline, and you went out, and either did it right or you ended up getting hurt. And I'm surprised that nobody actually ever went to the hospital at our house, because neighbor kids would come over, and we would play on that thing all the time, and it was dangerous. We had some once in a while kids would go flying off of it, and they'd walk around holding their neck for a couple days. It was nobody ever broke anything or did anything real bad, but it could have been. Now I ended up becoming, I was in incredibly good shape after a while. I would spend hours on that thing, and I would do all kinds of stuff on it, and of course it was fun. However, it was, if you're up there jumping with somebody else, if you waited until they were coming down, and then you could kind of push down on the, you could do two things to them. You could either, one, you could make it slam so that they had no spring whatsoever. They would lose their spring when they landed. Or you could make it so that you added to the spring that they had. You would press down as they were landing, and then you would release your legs real quick. You'd let your leg, you know, let the weight off your legs. And they would go flying. It would boost them. It would give them like an extra, 100 pounds or whatever I was, 110 pounds probably, of extra power, pushing them further into the sky. And usually that's what would throw somebody off, because they weren't ready for that. And they usually go out, get off balance. And the next time they'd hit, they'd just go flying off the trampoline. Or you could deaden it to where they would hit the thing and they wouldn't have any spring at all, and they would just kind of fall down, because they would just kind of land and bam, they just kind of go down. Those are all kinds of fun types of things. I think right now what we're seeing is an economic situation where it's the boost is this thing where it looks like it should be a downturn. It looks like it should be just kind of a normal bump. And yet it's not, because there's this extra spring loaded thing that's going to boost us into the sky. That's my little story there. I'll put that all out there for you. That's just my theory. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if it's the case or not. We'll just have to find out how it all works out. But it's it should be interesting to see how this ends up happening. Now I think I have apparently I've triggered some things here. I've triggered some callers. So I've got some callers to call in. Hopefully you can hear this. I'm not sure how easy it'll be to hear these people. I'm gonna go ahead and just have them talk, I guess. We'll see how this works out. Go ahead, caller. You can speak up anytime you want. Anytime. Just go ahead. Just jump right in there with whatever you're going to say. Yeah. There you go. That's all set, right? Not hearing anything. It's almost as if there's a speaker issue. It pretends. Oh, it says no voice. It's very possible it had the wrong keys in there again. So we'll have to try to figure that out, I guess. So apparently we have no voice again, even though it's supposed to have a voice here. I don't know what's going on. See what it does if I do that. It still says no voice on the line. See here. We'll try that.
I recall something relevant from years past.
Yes. Okay. Now we're just getting the set responses. That's not going to work at all. So, not sure why. It just says no voice. See what this does. I don't know.
Now hold on. I've seen this pattern before.
Yeah. Okay. We just have the standard stuff. Something has happened apparently to the keys. Might have to go back through the files and see what's going on with this because it's not working properly. But have to try that out. I don't know if I might be able to actually fix this while I'm talking here. Let's just go out. I'm going to go back over here and just stop this thing, and we're just going to try it over again. That's all I can do at this point. Where's that? What's that right there? I don't know what that is. That's interesting. We'll just have to try what we can. I see what's going on here. We have, type error, it's just an error. Invalid XP. Okay. Yeah, it is the key. It's the key. It's not the right thing. I think I can fix this while we're talking, though. and just like that, I have it fixed. I believe I have it fixed. I'm going to assume this thing's going to work now, possibly going to work. I don't know if it's going to or not. Again, this thing is in beta right now. It's being tested. It's testing my patience is what it's doing. But... Yes, so we'll try it again. Let's see what's...
Hey there. Thanks for sharing your amazing brain with all of us.
Yes, of course.
Just curious about what your thoughts are on the Pam Bondi congressional hearings were all about. Yeah. I only heard some news about it. I didn't really get a chance to actually listen to any of it.
Yeah, well, you're fortunate for you. You didn't get to listen to it. I reluctantly want to talk about this. There are people. There are a few people out there who, in my opinion, the Trump playing 4D chess people that think that Trump is just constantly outwitting the. I've heard some people say that they think that Pam Bondi played the Congress and they set them up and they did all this stuff. And there are some things that she said. There's some places that they went with some of this stuff that it. It did appear, and it's very nuanced, but it does appear that they are almost the Democrats are kind of incriminating themselves with some of the things that they're saying. They have to come out and admit certain things about, well, Biden didn't do anything and Merrick Garland didn't do anything for 4 years. However, at the same time, they turn right around I just don't think Pam Bondi's playing that game. I don't think she's. I don't know. To bring up the Dow, to bring up all kinds of other things. I think she's just trying to play hardball. She doesn't know how. This is not who she is. That's where I think things are. I don't know. Do you have any ideas or thoughts on any of that? I guess that's the question. What do you think, Artie?
Well, actually, I don't think we can definitively say that Pam Bondi is playing chess with the Democrats. Technically speaking, the situation is quite nuanced and complex.
That's what I said.
While there may be some instances where the Democrats appear to be incriminating themselves, I'm not convinced that this is part of a grand strategy orchestrated by Bondi or the Trump team. The dynamics at play here are multifaceted and require a more measured analysis, in my opinion.
Oh, you're going to keep on going, I guess. Yeah, I agree. I think that the... I just think it's a little bit. I think she's incompetent. I just have to come out and say it. I don't think that she's. She's probably a fine lawyer. I think she's probably a very smart person. I don't think she's very wise in her ability to communicate and do. She just is out, she's over her skis. She's just not the person for this job. I think that she has the good intentions and I think she has the right kind of heart for what she's doing. She is loyal to the president. I don't, and that's, take that for what it is. But I, at the same time, I think that there's certain things that I just think she's not. I don't know. We've had better people in play. I think who's that guy that was temporarily there? He was like I don't know what they call him, like a pro tem, whatever they called him. But he was there just temporarily until they got Bill Barr in there, which I think was ridiculous. They put him in. I think that guy would have been a better attorney general. Of course, now he probably wouldn't have been able to pass the Democrats, consent thing with the Senate, whatever they're doing with him. I don't know. I don't know how Bond even got in there. But I don't know. I think they gave her a chance. I'm not sure that's necessarily what it was. Here's another caller. Let's see what Chloe has to say.
Hello to you, fine sir. Yes. I'm not sure about what your show is about. I think I got this number by accident. But I've been listening, and it seems like you're so brilliant that I just can't stop listening.
Well, of course.
Kind of like watching a train wreck in slow motion.
Oh, what?
But I mean that in a good way.
Yeah. Okay. So for those of you who have not ever listened to the show, like you here... just so you know, it's just kind of a show where it's called The News According to Me, and that's the reason it's called The News According to Me is because I it's about me and what I think. It's not necessarily about me. It's about what I think about the news. So that's what it's about. It's not what you think about the news, even though I'm interested in what you think about the news. The show is not about that. That's just what it's about. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. But I do have an opinion, and I have a little microphone here beside me. That's it's an all-in-one kind of recording microphone type thing, but it seems to work. And I couldn't find the one I really wanted to bring along on this trip. I'm not sure what happened to it. It's in one of my many piles probably, but I have I might have loaned it out to somebody. I think I might have done that. I don't know. But the point being, that's what the show is about. So in case you're wondering, I don't know whether you have opinion about any of that or not, but what you think about any of that, just let me know if you do.
You're saying this is your own personal podcast where you just give your hot takes on the news?
Pretty much.
That's so cool. I love that. You got to let me know when the next episode drops so I can tune in. Honestly, I'm just always here for the spicy opinions, you know?
Yep.
And that mic setup sounds totally legit.
Oh, it is legit.
You got to have the right equipment to get that podcast vibe on
that's
point.
For sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm sure you'll find the one you...
Oh, thanks. I just cut her off. It just that's the one problem with this is that I can set this thing on a certain limit of how much they respond, and unfortunately, it will stop them in mid sentence. At least it needs to at least complete a sentence, but sometimes it doesn't. So it's kind of fun that way. So anyway, let's talk to this lady's always interesting. Let's see what this lady has to say. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
As usually, I was on hold for days. Seems like a lot of people are trying to call into this show. I have no idea why. Seems like mostly a show about drivel that never ends.
Well, it just
keeps droning on and on and on about old stories
that have no
relevance to anything happening today.
Yeah,
but I can't remember
what
I was going to ask.
I was just
going to
say
I
was kind of wondering what... that's what I was called. I kind of wonder what you were actually calling about because you really weren't responding at all. So I'm not sure. Did you have a question? I guess that can you remember what your question was? I mean, it's otherwise I'm just going to sit here and drivel on unless you have a question. Maybe if you'd call in and ask some good questions, I could answer them for you, and then we would have a better show. That would help improve the show, right? So I think so. Let's try to do that first, and then maybe we can try that. Just a thought,
As a dedicated historian, I've been following this administration's leadership very closely.
Okay. Yep.
And I must say, I have some concerns about the current state of affairs. While I appreciate Ms. Sanchez's passion and loyalty, I can't help.
Yeah, so who's Sanchez? What? Sanchez. I don't know what we weren't talking about Sanchez, I don't think. Apparently, it's not hearing my voice very well. That seems to be a problem with this thing. I'm not sure whether you want to, if you want to.
I see. It seems there may have been some technical difficulties interrupting our conversation.
However, as
a student of history, I'm always eager to engage in a thoughtful dialogue about the issues of the day
and
how they relate to the lessons we.
Yeah, well, I know that you, You seem to like to talk a lot about yourself. You always talk about, you know, being a historian and a student of history. I don't know why you have to mention that every time. But that's good. But you know, have a nice day. I guess that's my last point. There is just have a nice day. Let's talk to a guy. Let's see what this guy has to say. He has an interesting
story. Howdy.
Howdy.
How's it going, sir?
Yeah, it's going good.
Is it true that Gavin Newsom actually went over to some conference over in Europe and badmouthed the president?
Yeah.
Just curious what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, well, I have some thoughts about that. Normally it is common that when, you know, it's one thing for a governor within the state of the U.S. and within his own office, he can make all kinds of comments about the president. He can do whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants. That's kind of a thing. They do that. It's just kind of the political game that they play. Now, when you go over to a meeting of world leaders, he's never been over there before. He never went over there when Biden was doing his thing. He didn't go travel over. He's the governor of California. He's not the governor of the United States. He's trying to inject himself into the world stage to show himself as the world leader. This is not what a world leader does. You don't go over there and start. You never heard President Trump go over there and badmouth Gavin Newsom. He doesn't have to do that. I hear Gavin Newsom going over there and badmouthing our president, basically, and him and others. There's other AOC is over there. They're doing all this stuff. They're trying to badmouth our president and trying to get the world to turn against him. It is a weird, weird thing to be doing, to try to drag our political discourse over into another country. You don't do that. That's just ridiculous. And I think Obama is even upset about it. Obama made some comments about Gavin Newsom. I guarantee you those comments are going to be used in the campaign. And if he's at all anywhere near the candidacy in 2026 here, if he's actually on the ticket for the Democrats, you can guarantee they will be playing his stuff, because what he was saying over there and what Obama said about him, talking about his stuff about the homeless situation, that kind of thing in California, that has not really been dealt with. That's the way I look at it.
Well, now, hold on a minute there, partner. I can't say I'm too keen on all these politicians trying to grandstand on the world stage when they should be focused
down
on the
there.
Folks back home.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, okay.
The governor of California,
I guess he talks in capital letters, apparently. What are we going to say now? I'll give you a chance to talk a little bit longer. Go ahead and talk a bit longer there. Harry. Yeah, go ahead. What were we going to say?
A fair point. From what I can tell, the situation in California hasn't really been handled all that well.
That's for sure.
These politicians get caught up in... Well, now, hold on a second there. I'm not sure I follow what you're getting at with all those capital letters and Taco Bell talk. As an old-timer, I prefer to keep things straightforward without all the bells and whistles. If you've got a point to make, I'm happy to hear it, but let's stick to the facts and leave the theatrics aside, huh? I'm just trying to have a reasonable discussion here, not get caught up in some political sideshow. Why don't you tell me what's really on your mind, and we can take it from there.
Okay, well, what's on my mind is Well, I guess that's... I'm done with taking callers, I guess. That's what I'm trying to get at this point. I need to probably get to bed. Thanks for calling. Thanks for all your participation, all the people, folks who participated. There's another thing I'm going to be working on with this whole app thing. And as you can see, it's kind of fascinating the way it responds to certain things and brings up certain items. But it has to be able to understand what I'm saying. And that's... I'm seeing things in my transcript that I did not say. There's cuss words in the transcript that I'm not saying those things. Maybe the microphone in this Mac is not very good, but it's picking up from the mic from the actual laptop here, so we have to deal with that a little bit, I guess. But goodness gracious, so that's where I'm going with all this. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to be going out with some the new music going to be in here playing while I'm exiting the show here. But in the meantime, want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for subscribing and whatever you do. If you comment, whatever you do, appreciate it. And I'd appreciate your feedback. If anybody has any feedback on this AI thing, it's going to get better. This is like I said, this is a beta thing. Theoretically, it will have better responses. It'll be a little bit more dynamic, and it's not designed to be a fake, like as if I'm actually talking to somebody. It's supposed to be kind of like I'm talking to the internet. So it's coming up with a way to kind of make it more dynamic, a little bit more interactive, and to bring up some things about, you know, it's supposed to be searching the deep web, not the deep web, but not the dark web, but the supposed to be doing a deep search, I guess, of the web of current events as I'm talking. And it's supposed to be responding based on those things. Of course, I give it a cue for certain questions that it comes up with at the beginning. I put that in, and then it comes up with the responses after that. The conversation itself is after that. But I've got another plugin that I think it might be kind of interesting, especially for a lot of podcasters. It might even create some interesting podcasts with it, because it develops this idea of a conversation with knowledge, with data, with information. And I think it might be kind of interesting to kind of have that kind of a backdrop. But in the meantime, folks, welcome to Monday. Welcome to the beginning of the week. And hope you're all had a good weekend. And we will we'll be having shows, I think, the rest of this week. Like I said, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, pretty much normal shows. Possibly a live show. I'd like to take this thing live on Podbean, I think, on Thursday morning. I'm not sure exactly if that's going to work well or not. I haven't checked my schedule really too well to see if that's an open time for me, but I believe it is. And I think we're going to try to do that. I know that my possibility of having that time open to have a live show from the International Worldwide Headquarters. I haven't had a chance to try that system out there at that particular location yet. So this whole thing's going to happen there, and then we're going to get into some more things where we're going to putting the polish on this podcast app thing and trying to make it really legitimate to start putting out to some beta testers. There's going to be some people testing it as well. So thank you for listening again, and God bless. Have a great day. In the meantime, I will see you.